Koji is a venture capital firm cultivating community. This podcast is dedicated to cultivating conversations. Web 3.0 is democratizing the internet, and Koji Conversations is here to democratize access to the founders, investors, and creators building it from the ground up. Rev and CJ are co-founders of Atlantis World. Atlantis World is the interface for the Web 3 space. It's a gamified experience for interacting with DAOs, DeFi, blockchains, bridges, and most importantly, the crypto community. In this episode, we uncover the vision piece behind Atlantis World while it is still pre-product. It's in the demo phase. You can try the demo out. The link is in the description. Without further ado, here is Rev and CJ from Atlantis World. So yeah, I mean, we might as well get into Atlantis World and what Atlantis World is. Let's start off with a little elevator pitch. So either Rev or CJ or both of you can take this. What is Atlantis World if you had about a minute or two to explain it?
Sure. So basically, you know, we're building a lightweight metaverse with social features like, you know, encrypted text chat, spatial video and audio conferencing, on top of Web3 building blocks like NFTs, and then what's enabled by that, for example, token gating, DeFi, and DAOs. So just to keep it simple, like we're really wanting to level up the current like chatter and social gaming experience for crypto communities from like Web2 alternatives like Discord to a fully Web3 enabled metaverse, right? Where they can deposit into DeFi protocols, they can swap assets natively, they can trade NFTs, and they can vote in DAOs, you know, just to give you some examples. And then beyond that, we really want to make the whole kind of like crypto, DeFi, Web3 experience like a little more accessible with things like, imagine, you know, learn to earn quests. So users can like learn about crypto in MMORPG style and discover kind of new like lending protocols, products, primitives, etc. Kind of all the while in like a super lightweight and accessible kind of game environment in the web browser that's accessible on any device from anywhere in the world.
Yeah, we used to say, you know, we're building a world where you can live, work, play, and earn all at the same time, all in the same place, while also accessing in a super fun, gamified, interactive way all the Web3 building blocks.
Yeah, cool. It's cool to see someone building this gamified interface for DeFi. Are you guys gamers? Do you guys have like a gaming background? What's sort of the, yeah, I guess the personal background between both of you and how you guys found each other to make Atlantis World?
Yeah, so I came to space in 2017. But before that, I was involved in pretty much a lot of stuff, just trying to understand what's my kind of jam, you know, my thing. I've been building websites when I was 16, and that was the start of my entrepreneurial journey. I built a lot of stuff. Then actually found my company. There was a newspaper, online magazine around business and entrepreneurship, innovation, tech that was acquired. You know, that I had a small exit to tech entrepreneur. Then actually moved into retail. From media to retail, you know, drop shipping, affiliate marketing, all the Chinese stuff, but that's great. Then moved into actually restaurant and hotel businesses. I was helping actually build the brands. And there was one hotel in Turkey, I remember. It was 3-star, but this was branded, super cool hotel. It had almost Apple logo on that, so I helped grow that hotel to become a best hotel in Istanbul, which is like super great achievement. And they had 9.7 something on booking, which I think is like, wow, for 3-star hotel, right? And then I was like, hey, it's time for me to go into tech. So I started doing 3D VR tours, 360 virtual tours, creating all of that mainly in Norway, but also Scandinavia and Europe. I was doing that with one of the biggest real estate players in Norway. That was his another company, and I was, you know, helping leading the growth and actually everything from 0 to 1. Sometimes even going out there, making the scans, rendering them, all of that. That was fun. And then a friend of mine introduced me to crypto in 2017. And I was like, wow, such an incredible world. I never, even at that time, that was a wild rush, I would say. So there was huge, you know, like 2017, the summer of 2017, then the December of that year, It was wild. And I'm super fortunate and happy I was there. And yeah, that was the start. But actually, the moment when I professionally got into crypto, that was pre-2020. I had been leading business development on one of the crypto to fiat exchanges, met a lot of great teams, you know, most of the top 100 projects. Some of them, for example, are Dash, Mimblewimble, Casper Labs, Horizon, and, you know, tons of them. I just felt like, hey, the builders in Web3 is the place to be. You know, like the centralized stuff is like super cool, but the decentralization, it would actually, you know, it's the gem of Web3, right? And it wasn't that long since I made that leap into building side. I've been involved with, you know, asset tokenization, like starting from real estate, a tokenization that was pre also 2020, and then moved into more social money, DAOs, and right now gaming and blockchain. So just a side note and last note around, you asked gaming experience. I think I've been more overall for, I don't know, 15 years, whatever. I tried most of this time. It was like Lineage 2, Hard Work, actually, player, and also World of Warcraft. I probably spent 6 years in World of Warcraft, classic stuff. And also, like, you know, shooters like Counter-Strike, et cetera, et cetera. I have some friends who are like professional in that, and they actually won like some national awards. But the thing about being a gamer and the core thing, actually coming to blockchain gaming, is I think like you understand the pain points. For example, you can spend, you know, years of your life developing your character, let's say in Lineage to World of Warcraft. But if admin doesn't like you or you do something like suspicious in their eyes, but it's not true, you know, they will just shut you down. Or another like silly thing in my view is like, okay, you spend your lifetime or, you know, your lifetime, right? Specific years or even months developing your, you know, skills, actually earning on buying this, you know, like variables. And then you cannot sell them for real world, you know, money or finance, whatever, because it's illegal. Like, why should that be illegal? If you know, your payment's not illegal, but this is just part of the game, right? And that was always confusing to me because there was anyway, you know, like marketplaces beyond the centralized or, you know, the like pirate, let's say, servers. There was always that. But it's never was, you know, like legal per se. So I think like NFTs and, you know, blockchain gaming solves a lot of that.
Yeah, for sure. How about yourself, CJ?
Yeah, just to give you the kind of like brief background on me, I would say, you know, I definitely got involved in the space like very young. Like, for example, when I was 10 years old, like 9-10 years old, I tried to raise like 600K, like for an online, for like a digital casino. Like
that's an wild. Wait, how old did you say?
I was either 9 or 10. I could have been 10, but I had like this idea for a digital casino. Holy. It was obviously very early on, like metaverse vision and like crypto economics weren't so fleshed out, so it would have been very tricky to make it work. On top of that, I was 10. You know, I'm still not now old enough to like step foot in a casino. Anyways, didn't close the round, like got in a little bit of trouble.
I'm not surprised.
Got in a little bit of trouble. Like imagine Jack, a 10-year-old hops in your inbox, like, hey man, I'm building like virtual casino.
Oh, you know, these days that's almost a guaranteed
bullish, right?
Ticket. You're bullish, yeah. Massively bullish.
Yeah. Anyways, I got in some trouble. And then like a little later, so 2014, I took part in the Proton Mail beta. So I was actually like one of the first ever users of like encrypted email software,
nice,
at least at scale. And I was very young at this time, but it really like led me down that path and sparked my interest in Bitcoin. You know, I was really like, even then, lying about my age, volunteering on like international campaigns for internet freedom and privacy and kind of digital rights and rights on the internet. But, you know, I didn't really understand the space so well. I thought Bitcoin was owned by the Winklevoss twins. And then in 2017, I was like 16 years old by this point. I really dived deep on like BitMEX and trading like crypto derivatives and perpetual futures. I was really excited by, you know, the potential to basically gamble my pocket money with like 20x leverage and make some that kind of nice return. Obviously, didn't go to plan, lost all my pocket money, fell out with the space a little bit. And then a couple of years later, though, I really started to like understand the importance of Ethereum and dive incredibly deep on that. And for over 1 year, I've been like working full-time on like NFT DeFi space, built one of the first 5 ever DeFi NFT projects. Like when I was first building in the NFT space, daily transaction volume was like 80,000-90,000 US a day. And like DeFi NFT was the project, right? Like that was the idea, like merging the two of them together was a project in itself, which is pretty crazy. You know, now daily transaction volume is over 200 million a day. Yeah. There's probably hundreds of thousands of DeFi NFT projects. And what we really see is like over like 1000x growth in this industry, which has been a kind of wild ride. For the last 5 months, I've been jamming really hard on Atlantis, obviously with Rev, you know, building this kind of super lightweight virtual world experience with social features on top of Web3 building blocks. And I also do some other stuff, like I'm involved in some DAOs. I'm a Polygon advocate, for example. And yeah, I've done a kind of lot of different projects and been involved in a lot of things.
You guys both have incredibly colorful backgrounds. I wonder, how did you guys meet each other? I know that you guys have been everywhere. You've been all over the market. I feel like you've spoken to every single DeFi team in the space. It's, you guys just don't stop. But I wonder how you guys met in the first place and sort of like found each other to go along this venture with.
Yeah, that's a great question. And it actually comes to our value and also one of our principles, you know, that we live by and grow Atlantis, which is collaboration versus competing or competition, right? We met with the CJ when we were part of the kernel, which is Gitcoin, kind of accelerator project, mostly onboarding to Web3 and actually the place for all of you great minds to connect with each other and build something great and benefit Web3 space generally. And at that time, I was building 2D pixel battle game with NFT token gated access for specific battles. And CJ was building Metaverse that was plugging into, you know, DeFi applications and also had an incredible sustainability aspect of that, which is now also part of Atlantis. So the moment I met CJ, I understood that's like an incredibly unique person and super rare person, right? Like looks rare. So we say in NFT. I just scheduled another call. And the funny thing is we were on the call with, you know, investor, and we were both pitching our project, not in the sense of, you know, raising money, but actually, hey, this is how we pitch our project. Please help us, you know, correct us or share the feedback in that sense, you know. And I saw the level of energy, you know, when CJ was pitching us. I thought that he will, you know, he'll just break his laptop or, you know, the screen. He's so passionate about that. I was like, wow. And then we had a call, and it just stuck to me, you know, like, hey, imagine like just uniting both our, you know, ideas into something super unique, absolutely novel in the space that never been done before. Mm-hmm. Because I mean, we already have a metaverse, right? Incredible. Like we love them. For example, Decentraland, Somnium Space, CryptoVoxels, Sandbox, etc. They're all great. We love them. Like we have nothing against them. Zero. The thing is, we already, you know, as an industry, we validated there. We have, yes, we enabled metaverses to be open. And the next step is actually making them accessible. Yes, they're accessible right now, but partially. And what I mean by partially is they're accessible mostly to, you know, fortunate ones in the sense that you really need to have a good hardware to enjoy this experience, the metaverses, right? If your hardware is weak, you won't be able to enjoy it, or some you won't be able to even, you know, walk around because it will be lagging for you. And sometimes even if you lower the resolution and the graphics, right? Yeah, that's just one of the ways what could happen. So I just said to CJ, imagine, you know, having like super lightweight metaverse that doesn't just plug into DeFi, but all the three applications. And this is something which DAO has also solved, right? This problem of coordination. But this is like human coordination within DAOs, and right? Human and projects. But here's actually how we can coordinate whole industry, right? And even more than that, how we can abstract this complexities or DeFi, DAOs, you know, Web3 building blocks and enable seamless, interactive, And on top of that, sustainable, which equals to fun, way for people to onboard themselves into Web3. And when we, so even though we start with Web3 natives in mind, our actual core goal is onboarding the next billion users, you know, like Web2 users into Web3. Even if we think about gaming itself, right, it's like almost 3 billion user industry, which is absolutely incredible, right? It's like fantastic if you think about that. Like roughly almost half of our, you know, like population on Earth, like it's gamers, like, wow. And yeah, that's the rest is history.
Yeah, I love that. And maybe the next CJ, the next question can be for you. So we've spoken a little bit about the vision of Atlantis World. Let's actually just talk about the product and the product details. So there's a lot of pieces that are being connected. It seems like it's an interface for DeFi through this gaming sort of 2D pixelated display. What are some key features? What should people be excited for? And what's something that you personally love about it?
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, like, gamifying those interactions with not only DeFi applications, which is the starting point, but kind of just the entire Web3 stack as a whole to, you know, really kind of provide something which is more interactive, more intuitive, it's more educational, and it's actually a little more fun, engaging, and rewarding as well. Like, I know that's a lot, but, you know, the general idea is that you have this fully Web3 enabled metaverse, even down to the fact that your, for example, game character is actually like a display of your NFT, your favorite NFT collection. And you can actually use, like, for example, your Bored Ape as a playable character inside of Atlantis or your CryptoPunk. And then, like, going beyond that, you can equip that with wearables. Like, a really exciting feature that we're kind of working on behind the scenes is this gamified blockchain wallet. So you can imagine your backpack inside of Atlantis World as a game is actually an OX address, right? And from that, can equip wearables to your Atlantis game character, or you can literally go up to like the Aave Bank. You can go inside of the Aave Bank, for example, or the Yearn Bank, and you can actually like drag and drop tokens into a DeFi protocol from your like gamified like game inventory like style gamified blockchain wallet as a backpack. But yeah, it's really about gamifying those interactions. So like, imagine you walk into the bank building, you go over to the, you know, the Yearn desk or the Aave desk, you know, and you can actually see like a live dashboard of like interest rates and market data, and there is like an NPC or even like somebody who is manning like 24/7 customer support, and they can really like help you through the process of, you know, how to deposit into DeFi protocols or how to swap assets on, for example, you know, Oneinch or Sushi, or how to like deposit into a balancer pool or trade a perp on Perpetual or DYDX. There can actually be this like gamified support process as well, and like build out this kind of like metaverse native digital bank style, which we really think is, you know, something new and something very powerful.
Wow. So it's going to be, it honestly sounds like an incredible onboarding tool. Like, you're positioning it extremely well for newcomers coming into the space. I mean, the current way of using DeFi, you need to know obviously all the URLs. You need to make sure you're on the right blockchain. You have no one to talk to when it comes to interacting. The only sort of, I guess, ways and mechanisms to be able to interact with people and ask questions is either through the Discords, Twitters, and just looking at the white papers, which, I mean, in its current state isn't bad, but it really feels like you're making a cohesive connective tissue to allow someone to easily be onboarded with all the tools in one capacity under this gamified experience. Man, that's actually super exciting. I don't doubt that you'll be able to onboard the next billion users into DeFi with something like that.
Exactly. And then, like, you know, starting at the gaming market, which is of course like one of our kind of core target audiences, and we think it's like a perfect starting point for onboarding them, you know, into DeFi and into crypto. Like, we had a and just like on the, you know, customer support elements, we had a great, like, incredibly enriching conversation this morning with David from DYDX. So shout out to David. But basically, like, he made a couple of great points. First of all, that, you know, customer support in DeFi is nothing. And, you know, second of all, which is, you know, something we agree with, but he actually made these points. And second of all, basically that DeFi protocols generally, like, they really struggle with participation in governance. And so they have, okay, millions of token holders globally, but they're not active in governance. You know, we have this problem, and it's not a DYDX problem. It's a problem for the space as a whole. So it's about how do we create a more engaging DAO voting experience? So things we're exploring is like spatial voting. So you'll move your kind of game character that's maybe your favorite NFT avatar to one side of the room in order to cast your vote in a DAO. And kind of beyond that, if you're really active in the DAO, you'll have like in-game perks, maybe even some fun or rewards for doing that. So like we're exploring our collaboration with 1inch. They also have a similar thing with like the low governance participation. I mean, everybody has that. Imagine mm-hmm. you're super active in a 1inch DAO inside of Atlantis, and then you get to fly around Atlantis on, you know, the staple kind of 1inch unicorn. Like, it sounds funny, right? But we're actually
deadly
serious in that, man, because in-game perks and, you know, having this kind of social proof and this, like, kind of like I think proof is the key word, and social proof, and like you're active in the DAO, you get these rewards, you get these in-game perks on top of that.
100%. And Rev, there's been a lot of good points made as to like the conversations that you've had and the vision piece and what the product is. I guess, where are we at the moment with Atlantis World? If I'm a new user, I want to start using it. Do I have the capacity to? In what capacity? And how do I become a member in the community?
Yeah. So currently we have a demo where users can, you know, just gather at least the basic feel of what we're building, because this is for us. It's like, just for, you know, showcasing some of the ideas. So they can go to demo.atlantis.world and try out what we've built so far as part of the CryptoPunks token-gated demo city, where you'll be able to see a decentralized bank building where we already integrated Aave and Yearn. You'll be able to see, you know, our card building. We have actually a space for that, but we haven't integrated that yet. You'll also be able to see DAO Town Hall, DAX building, also a museum powered by Rarible. And that museum is actually like incredibly cool, because when you walk inside of that, you'll be able to see like featured Bored Ape, you know, NFT collection there. And even beyond that, you'll be able to buy it inside of Atlantis, like this Bored Ape Yacht Club, you know, like Bored Apes. So you can just press it. There will be, you know, the pop-up screen. You can see the data about that board ape, you know, the price, etc. And you can either buy it through your MetaMask or another wallet, or you can also view it on Rarible and buy it through there. So we already have, you know, like full-fledged crypto economy in a sense inside of our demo.
Really cool.
For example, inside of the central bank building, you can, you know, you can already actually use Atlantis on both chains, like Matic and Mainnet. So for example, on like, if you would use, you know, like Aave and deposit into Aave, you'll do that on, you know, Matic. But if you want to buy, of course, you know, Yearn is on Mainnet. So there's already, you know, like duality of chains, which is also another, you know, goal of ours. We don't want to just create an interconnectivity of dApps and protocols, but actually the chains, because we think like, It serves for the benefit and good of whole ecosystem and industry if we will all be interconnected and actually allow our user base, our, you know, communities to interconnect and, you know, help each other and grow together. Yeah. So in terms of the next steps, we are starting developing actually Atlantis City, the beta of that, which we are planning to launch ideally in Q2 2022, if not earlier. Yeah, there will be a lot of great you know, features, but we will not share most of them now.
And then, like, yeah, just in terms of chains, we're also coming to XDAI, to Phantom, to BSC, to Avalanche. So there's really no let up on that side. And of course, Arbitrum.
Man, I love it, to be honest. Like, I think I've said that to you guys every single time I've spoken with you. But it just, like, the idea of gamifying the experience is so cool. It's like every time you're uploading or like you're releasing a new chain to Atlantis World, it's kind of like a game update with a new part of the map unlocking. I don't know. I just think it's a really cool way to think about DeFi. I think gamifying the experience has always been a natural progression in DeFi, and it seems like you guys are really taking that to the next level. So it's going to be super exciting to see. I've tried the demo out. It's amazing. I'll drop the link in the bio, so definitely go and check that out. And if, you know, if someone's listening to this, they're in love with the idea, they want to support it, where do they go, where do they follow right now, and how can they be a part of the community?
Yeah, we would love to, you know, see everyone on our Discord, Telegram, Twitter, whatever channel we have. Just make sure to go to atlantis.world and there you'll have all the channels. Feel free to, you know, suggest your ideas, share your feedback. If you notice any bugs or whatsoever, just share them. We're always happy, open, and really keen on to, you know, fixing everything, making our product better, just to make sure that our users actually love Atlantis and it serves, you know, real value for the end user at the end of the day. Because for us, it's never been about money, you know, it's never been about fame or all of this false, I would say, values that some, you know, like founders have in this space. And that's also the reason, you know, why we intentionally haven't, you know, launched our token, why we intentionally haven't raised yet. We don't know, maybe we will in the future. Time will show. For now, we're intentionally, you know, exploring meaningful, and that's the key word, right? Not just partnership for the sake of partnership, but actually meaningful, you know, collaborations, integration, and this, you know, true building spirit with other projects that really support that. And all, you know, every party involved benefit from that, because the thing is, when we genuinely care about our users, you know, ecosystem partners, and just Web3 space in general, it pays off to everyone. Because, you know, as we build and as we integrate and as we let our users interact with even our current demo, we receive so much feedback that some of the ideas we've never, you know, thought of ourselves, right? So it's like really win-win. And our users get this chance to be, you know, the first comers, the, you know, having the, you know, some users even minted their, you know, like Discord greeting, you know, visual, like, hello, you're Atlantean number 100 or 1000. This is like a story for them, which we really love.
Cool.
And then just the final note, Jack, we are actively growing our team right now, especially on the tech side. So if you're a talented kind of game developer, you know, that's really kind of well-versed in Phaser and React, or if you're a Web3 developer that's really kind of confident working across the Web3 stack, specifically like Web3.js, React, some of the Web3 libraries like Ethers, please do reach out. You can either like reach out to us directly, or you can just send over like a note and your resume to like hiring at atlantisworld.io. Sorry for the confusion there. Like, we are like in the process of updating that. It's like our main website is atlantis.world. We managed to pick that one up. But yeah, so if you're a talented developer, we're really excited to hear from you, and, you know, come and build kind of the metaverse of today with us, and everything that we've been talking about kind of on this podcast episode. We'd highly appreciate to have a conversation with you and move forward with that.
Cool, gents. Any last comments at all?
Yeah, I would love to say huge thank you to you, Jack, and all the hard work you've been doing. I think you're the main rock star here. You know, I think the people who run, you know, shows like that are incredible people to me. Like, they're the true game changers, because at the end of the day, it all comes down to education, right? And making this, they really, you know, valuable information open for everyone. And I think you've been doing great with that. So thank you so much for having us. Thank you so much for taking the time out today to record that. Really appreciate it.
Cheers, legends. Yeah, cheers, Rev. I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, and I have a question for Jack. Let's flip it around a little bit. When are we launching your podcast station inside of Atlantis?
Oh, man. Honestly, as soon as possible. Okay, we need to get the podcast set up there. We need to get the whole Discord in there.
Yeah.
Dude, I love that idea. I actually love that idea. Well, yeah, boys, thank you so much for coming on. It's a pleasure talking to you once more. And who knows, maybe we'll do another podcast in the future in Atlantis world.
Sounds good, man. Peace out, legend. Thanks so much for that.
Cheers, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining this Koji conversation. To continue the conversation offline, DM us on Twitter at @Koji_capital or reach out to us via email, hello@Koji.capital, or jump into our Discord linked in our bio.